This is an act, this is Senate Bill 143, an act to revise certain provisions related to the residency of the directors of certain domestic insurers.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Broderick.
If I might, rather than read to you from a letter that I have, I'd like to turn this over to Dick Gregerson, who will present this bill.
Thank you for your foresight, Representative Broderick.
The only problem is I'll have to read from the letter.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Gregerson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Trucking Association. This bill is brought to you for the purpose of making a minor exception, I'd say, to the residency requirements for an insurance company. And this is supported by the Division of Insurance. What required this bill in the first place, South Dakota Trucking Association it's called Dakota Truck Underwriters. It's a reciprocal insurer. It handles their workers' compensation matters. And some of the work or some of the coverages provided is now, or they contract with a out-of-state company. It used to be in-state, First Dakota Indemnity Company, but an outside company, a foreign corporation, purchased it. However, Dakota Truck Underwriters still maintains a 24% interest in it. Having said that, present law requires that a insurance company, South Dakota Insurance Company, organized under South Dakota law, must have their directors as residents of South Dakota. SDCL 58559 requires that a majority of the board of the directors of a domestic insurer be bona fide residents. Now, there are certain exceptions. One exception in the present law is that an insurance company that has more than 1,000 shareholders and the majority of them reside outside of the state, or less than 1% of the company's shares are owned by South Dakota residents. Now, this 143 expands this somewhat. The exception to the residency requirement for an insurance company's board of directors would be slightly expanded. And if you see the language, it says this requirement does not apply if the insurer is a member of an insurance holding company system and is controlled by a person who is not a resident of this state and or whose principal place of business is outside the state. And that applies to this specific situation. The First Dakota Indemnity Company is now owned by a holding company outside the state, and this would allow them to relieve them of the requirement of having residents of the South Dakota as on their board of directors. So with that, Mr. Chairman, we would request that you pass this bill out. I don't know if I've made myself clear or not.
But. Thank you, Mr. Gregerson. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Darla Lyon with the Division of Insurance. We did work with the holding company who purchased First Dakota Indemnity on this, and we don't have a problem with it. I mean, quite frankly, in order for us to locate directors, if we need to have a meeting with them, or if we need to get information to them or get information from them, it is not very difficult in today's day and age to locate someone, whether they're in the state or outside the state. So we really consider this just a modernization and don't have a problem with it at all and support it.
Thank you, Darla. Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Senate Bill 143, opponents. Seeing none, are there any committee questions? Pays to have a bill in overtime period. Close the public testimony for discussion and or action on Senate Bill 143.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Madsen moves do pass, seconded by Representative Olson. Any discussion on the motion?
Just a comment, Mr. Chairman. You know, we did a similar thing with the banking industry in that at one time, state banks were required to have directors who owned stock within that bank. But with the with the changes that we've had in that industry as well as the insurance industry, it's important that we make this change as well.
Thank you, mm-hmm. Representative Budrick. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none. Do pass motion on Senate Bill 143. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Bagalka. Frederick.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Linsky.
Aye.
Hansen. Madsen.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Valandra.
Aye.
Siebert.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes 10-0. Consent motion.
Second.
By Representative Madsen, seconded by Brown. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
That'll hurry up the...
Passes. A motion to adjourn has been made by Valandra, seconded by Madsen. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, committee. We did through a yeoman's job today. Thank you.